Task 4. You have downloaded a podcast from the website Eco-Friendly Schools. You think it will provide your group with useful information. Listen to the podcast and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hello, Eric. How's the research going?
Pretty well. I'm making good progress.
Great. Hey, I've downloaded this really good podcast on energy conservation.
Okay.
It's all about energy conservation. Do you want to listen to it? It might be helpful in answering some of the questions we have about the project.
Sure. We can listen to it now.
I have listened to it once. I haven't taken any notes yet. So we could note down the main points as we listen.
Yeah, okay.
Right, hold on, just a sec. Right, here we go.
Hi, well today I'm joined by the chairperson of the Green Planet, Professor Sarah Tan. Professor Tan, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for coming to our studio this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
Our discussion today is about going green. In an article that you published recently, you talked about energy conservation.
Yes, energy conservation is an important topic.
Can you give us a definition of what energy conservation is? What exactly is energy conservation? Does it mean using less energy?
Yes, it means using less energy and using energy more efficiently.
So there are two parts to the definition. Using less energy and using energy more efficiently.
Yes, and conserving energy has many benefits.
Why is it necessary for us to save energy?
Well, most of our energy comes from fossil fuels like coal and petroleum. We use fossil fuels to provide electricity and gas. These resources are non-renewable, which means that we'll eventually run out of fossil fuels. When we use less energy, we save natural resources and cut down on pollution.
So what can we do to conserve energy?
The first thing we can do is to change our day-to-day behaviour. For example, you can save energy by switching off the lights when you leave a room.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of leaving the lights on.
Many people have that habit. Just try to remember to switch off the lights when you leave a room. This simple act saves energy.
Speaking of lights, is it a good idea for us to replace all our old light bulbs with the energy-efficient ones?
Absolutely. Energy-efficient light bulbs are bright and energy-efficient. Fitting just one energy-saving light bulb saves you about $50 a year. By swapping all the old light bulbs in your home for the energy-saving ones, you can save about $500 a year.
Wow, that's a lot of saving per year.
Exactly. We can also save money and energy by using ceiling fans instead of air conditioners at home. Running a fan is a lot cheaper than running an air conditioner. In fact, a fan consumes much less energy than an air conditioner. A small air conditioner runs on 1.2 kilowatts and costs 10 Hong Kong dollars an hour to run. A fan runs on only 30 watts and costs less than 80 Hong Kong cents an hour to run.
Wow, that's a huge difference. I'm going to use a fan to cool my home from now on.
In some situations, you'll need air conditioning, but in other situations, a fan will be enough to keep a room cool.
Okay, what else can I do on a daily basis to conserve energy?
Another way to conserve energy is to replace all old electrical appliances with energy-efficient ones. Old electrical appliances are not energy-efficient. You can buy inexpensive, energy-efficient electrical appliances these days.
Okay, let me stop the podcast. Do you think it's useful?
Oh, yes, definitely. We can use the information in our project.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.